Here we are. We're going into chapter 2 of How to Read a Book. It's called Levels of Reading. And apparently in this chapter, it talks about different levels. It's an introduction to the next few chapters. Elementary reading and inspectional reading and analytical reading. And the fourth and highest level of reading is syntopical reading, or another name for this is comparative reading. It's the highest form of reading and the most challenging. So first, elementary reading is rudimentary reading, basic reading, initial reading. And, you know, this is the first type of reading that kids use when they're in school. First type of kind of reading that they encounter. And the next type of reading is inspectional reading. And it has to do with reading and, you know, reading quickly. I mean, skimming the book, figuring out how much information you get from skimming systematically. And usually there's a lot to learn from doing that. However, you're not getting deep into the book and you're not really understanding it. It's just like surface understanding. So the third type of reading is analytical reading, and it's more complex and more systematic, and it is a thorough reading, a complete reading, and a good reading. It's the best reading that you can do. An analytical reader must ask many organized questions of what he is reading. And analytical reading is preeminently for the sake of understanding. You've got to bring your mind with the aid of the book from a condition of understanding less to one of understanding more. And that's what analytical reading helps us to do. And also this syntopical reading, the highest, most complex type of reading. It makes heavy demands on the reader. But is the most rewarding type of reading, and the benefits are so great that it is well worth the trouble of learning how to do it. That kind of reminds me of one quote in here. Francis Bacon once remarked that, this is page 19, Francis Bacon once remarked that some books are to be tasted, others to be swallowed, and some few to be chewed and digested. So, reading a book analytically is chewing and digesting the book. I know that there's many benefits from reading. I've got five kids, and my girls, three girls, are avid readers. And my daughter Jennifer was the type of person who'd read like 700-page Harry Potter books walking, and she'd be so into it, she'd even walk into a tree kind of thing. Because of her reading from a young age, she's always excelled in school, and many doors are open to her, and, you know, she can accomplish many things. And so I discovered from my children that those that are avid readers have many open doors and can overcome many challenges. So it's really important to get beyond the elementary, beyond just skimming, and get into the analytic and beyond comparative, you know, type of reading. Which, with the help of God, I'm doing now. It's going to take a while. Anyway, that's chapter 2. Thank you.